Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
Yeah! Woo! All right.
Not quite yet.
I'll see you. What?
Not quite yet.
What?
I mean, it is Friday afternoon.
Yeah, woo, all right, see you later.
And that's
the Weeknd.
Great.
Yeah, great. Weeknd, but yeah.
It's not ladies and gentlemen.
The Weeknd for most people yet.
The Weeknd.
For most people.
Can we just leave? I mean, you know, we got here. We were here for
stop
a couple
complaining,
minutes.
You baby.
Come on, man.
We have the cushiest job ever.
Partying to do. Screw that. Who needs to actually do anything? I just want to just not be sober. You
well,
know?
This is why we like to do the old request fest.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because it's really good party songs.
Great weekend
send
off. All
by requests.
Yep.
From 5 to 7 every Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
So that is going to be fun.
So yeah, you got something loud. Maybe if we don't usually play it, be ready to yell it at us.
Pranks when you were a kid.
Oh, nice.
Pranks you played when you were a kid.
Should we call Robbie Joyner? Crank call him a few
4
times?
4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about Death Valley might set a record this weekend.
I mean,
it's the hottest place on
yes.
Earth.
Yes. And apparently some areas can be up to, I don't even want to say it. I've never.
131? 130?
Yep.
Yeah. Crazy.
The hottest I've ever been was 122 in Phoenix.
Yeah.
122.
Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking that day driving into work, wow, it's kind of hot today. Because,
yeah.
You know, Phoenix.
And time blindness. Have you heard about that?
Nope.
I'll tell you about it next.
All right.
Plus, we will qualify and do a drawing
yep.
for somebody to win tickets to see Billy Idol in Las Vegas.
That's right, man. So stick around for that.
That's coming up this hour on 95.5 KLOS. Are you a on-time guy?
You know I am, dude. I'm insane with time. It's crazy.
You're early?
It's annoying. Always very early. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I used to try to be late to school. I would sit
what?
Outside and wait and think I'd heard the bell. And
you're
go,
a monster.
And I couldn't. I was always there on time or early. I hate it. It's weird.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I'm kind of on the other side. I'm late.
Uh-huh.
Too much. No, I
don't
like
think you're late, but you get there literally at the last possible second.
Sure, sometimes.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
Now I realize I'm not late. I'm just time blind.
Time blind?
Have you heard of that?
No, I have not.
It is according to a TikToker.
Yeah, so absolutely reliable.
It is something that businesses should make time for.
Be aware
for.
Of.
Yes.
Oh, I see.
Because
I think I know where this is going.
Who are always late
right.
are time blind.
Okay. Okay.
Here she
so
is.
So I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time, you know?
You know.
No, we don't.
Like she says it like everybody throughout all of history,
right.
Even when we didn't have clocks or whatever.
And she didn't hit time blind. She just threw it away.
Yeah, because
but
you're so used to it.
It's a what?
It's a condition. And, you know,
it's a condition.
It's really not being able
needs to be supported by the company that you're working
oh
for.
Oh, my God.
And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else. And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job.
You know, though, dude, you know, within 20 years, it'll be a total thing.
Oh,
well,
don't
they
tell
suffer
me that,
from
dude.
Time blindness.
Oh, please.
And it's too bad that they're always here 3 or 4 hours late. But we just need to.
We just
you know,
have to accommodate.
Yes, it will happen. I put
it
money on it.
Can't happen.
Yeah,
that's
put money
ridiculous.
On it.
You know, provided you're trying your absolute best to be there.
Sure.
Are you trying your absolute best to be on time?
I mean,
all the time,
honestly,
Kevin?
No.
And neither is anybody that's late all the time.
Not really.
It's not that
I
hard.
I do think it's disrespectful to people. I do acknowledge
oh,
that. Like when I'm late,
you.
I'm wasting somebody else's time.
Now, see, they've turned it around here. In the future, it's disrespectful to the person
correct.
That's affected by blind time blindness.
Correct. So if I'm late, then
you just need to deal with it.
Right.
Don't you
exactly.
be upset just because we lost 3 clients and
exactly.
didn't get that order out on time? That's too bad.
And then they're like, "Your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace." And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time, when there's
struggle.
Other solutions that we can look to, I think that just anybody who thinks it's okay to just treat people like that, yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what are the other solutions? Does she come up with any solutions?
No, they just need to accommodate.
Everyone that's on time needs to pick up their slack.
Maybe.
That poor person with time blend. Let me do her work, too.
Maybe.
I'll do her work for her.
And then I asked that person, how can you feel good about yourself upholding this kind of system? And then to think, I'm entitled. No, if people think it's okay to treat others like this, that's entitled.
I couldn't
Woo!
Love her more.
I know, right?
And she's dumb. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. The National Weather Service is now forecasting Death Valley to soar up to 131 degrees.
I mean, 131. It was 122, like, my last summer in Phoenix one day. And yeah. I was like, I can never be in this kind of heat
ever again.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who are going there.
Yes.
They're tourists.
Yeah.
That want to experience that.
I think it'd be so fun to bake my skin to a crispy brown.
You know what it is? It's really hot.
Yeah, it's insanely hot.
Both of us are from Phoenix. Both of us have spent summers where it doesn't get below 100 degrees.
For months. Night. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I remember, you know, in fact, I realized that. I moved to Flagstaff to start radio, and I came down for the first summer. I was 18, and I realized how hot it was at night because my friends were sweating. I'm like, I'm already used to Flagstaff and normal temperatures. Yep. And like, I'm like, it's nighttime, it's dark, and everyone is sweating. This place sucks.
Why are people going to experience this? Because can't you just guess? Like, if something's hot, you can just guess that it's going to be hotter.
All you got to do is stick your head in an oven. It's exactly cold, what dry heat is.
You can guess what colder is.
Stick your head in a freezer for a minute. You got it.
What a bizarre group of people that have to travel to it to experience it.
I guess maybe if you're from snow and you've never, ever, ever, but you won't be able to, you'll hate it.
It's like here when it's 105, it's just warmer.
Yeah.
That's it.
Much warmer, though.
Yes.
It is surprising
when
you get to those kind of numbers.
Sure. Like sometimes when if you're from Southern California and you go someplace back east and you face those winters,
oh,
it's like,
God,
holy cow.
I can't do that.
Right. But it's just cold.
Yes.
And
right.
It's just hot.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
My other thing is I do not understand the news.
Mm.
This is Channel 4, I want to say.
Okay.
And interviewing a person about how they're going to stay cool. Which every single story on the news about the weather.
How to stay cool.
Hey, how are you staying cool? Huh? And they interview people. Now, this girl is sitting in the shadow.
Right.
And she has an iced coffee, which she tells us.
Right.
And the news reporter goes up to her and says,
good. How are you staying cool? You know, getting a little iced latte, being in the shade, hat. That's all you can do.
Yeah, that is all you can do.
Then why do you ask everybody? Stop asking people how they're staying cool.
Because you already know.
You stay out of the sun.
Yeah, have
period.
A nice drink.
Stop interviewing people about how they stay cool.
How are you going to stay cool today, Kevin?
Oh, my God. I saw that and I puked. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I think you're going to love this one, Sluggo, because this speaks to the kind of person you are. In 2011, Google Maps was still a new and exciting thing.
Yep.
There was a 17-year-old named Rory McInnes, I think it was in England, who had an idea. He waited for his parents to go out of town.
Yeah.
Then he went up on his very sizable roof. It's a big house.
Right.
And with a white spray painted a 60-foot penis on his roof. And then waited to see it on Google Maps. He would check it every couple of weeks to see if
they just happened to go by with a camera.
Right.
Yeah.
At any point, he should be able to see it.
Oh, please tell me it showed up.
It didn't show up.
Because the likelihood of the cameras driving by.
Months went by and nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed? And when his parents got home, they didn't see a giant penis?
No. It was a flat roof.
Oh, just on the tie.
On the flat roof. So, so you can't see it from the ground.
Right.
So it stayed there for over a year.
Yes. I love that.
A 60-foot penis.
I love that.
And
I know that feeling.
We're going to take your calls on pranks when you were a kid.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
818-955-KLOS.
Besides throwing rocks at Robbie Joyner.
Sure.
You do.
The 17-year-old just went on with his life.
Yeah, sure, of course.
He eventually studied abroad in Brazil.
Okay.
And
who is abroad? Sorry. Deserved silence.
It's like a sucker punch. One day his dad called.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Because a police helicopter had flown over their house.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And his dad called him.
Yeah.
And he said, "You finally found it." After a full year.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And then the article ends with, "Give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day. Give a man a pen, and he'll draw penises forever." Which is true.
Giant ones on your roof, Dad.
Pranks when you were a kid. 818-955-KLOS.
What sort of stuff did you do, Robbie
Joyner? I don't remember really bad stuff. Like, I climbed up on the roof of the school and put M80s under the tiles.
Under the tiles, okay.
Of the roof.
Why?
So they blow them off.
And did that happen? Did they go off? Whatever. Yeah. Just and then it's everybody was like, "What the hell was that?"
No, it was at night. I don't remember. I remember very little about it, but it was at night, and I was on the roof, and I was just fascinated by it. I would do one and then watch it and go, "Yeah, that was great." And then I would do another
on the
one.
Roof of the school.
Yeah,
you and I would have gotten along. So
and no one saw me. So right. It was just me by myself entertaining myself,
you know.
Blowing off roof tiles for my school, that kind of stuff.
I was always screwing with all the other kids in my class, and generally, I mean, I was a scrawny, tiny little kid, so I could run really fast and get away or whatever until they calmed down. But one time I blew it, and this big kid, I was across the room, and he had done his math homework, and I was sitting on his desk while he was across the room. So I quickly wrote it out so it looked just like his blank piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And I held it up, and I go, "Hey, John," or whatever his name was, "you need this?" And he pushed desks out of his way to come kick my ass.
Fantastic.
He was so mad. All my friends were like, no, it's okay, man. It wasn't your paper. It wasn't your paper, man. It was right there. It's all good.
It's too much fun to do that.
Yes, I loved
doing that. I had a short teacher who had a map stand. He would pull down the maps.
Right.
And he would keep the eraser for the chalkboard on top of it.
Right.
But he had to step on the map thing
to reach it
because he was short. So one day I super glued it to the...
I love super glue.
To the top of the map.
You super glued an apple in here.
I did, yeah. That was the first thing I glued in here.
And what happened when
he grabbed it and pulled the whole thing over on top of himself. Good times.
Did anybody rat you out or did you get away with it?
Oh, no, I didn't get away with it.
No. That's the worst.
Pranks when you were a kid. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about pranks that you did as a kid. We started off the hour with a 17-year-old who waited for his parents to leave because he wanted to see a giant penis that he drew on top of the roof on Google Earth.
And eventually, the cops saw it, and finally, it took a year.
Took a year, yeah.
Before his dad was like, "All right, what are you doing?"
The guy that drew it was in Brazil studying at that point. So he was... He found that hilarious that his dad just
Sure, that's beautiful.
What have you done?
Hi, we put Jell-O in the holy water.
right out the gate, I love it.
Wow. A story well told. Did you get caught?
Yeah, we got caught, and we had to do standards. You know, the I will not write this or I will not do that.
Like Bart Simpson always did, basically.
Episode. Hilarious.
I will not put Jell-O in the holy water is
holy
what you
water.
Had to write?
Yeah, I will not put Jell-O in the holy water.
You rule.
Beautiful. Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
You too. Thanks.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, back in junior high school, me and my buddy, we took the M101 seal control, which are waterproof wicks, and of course, took a dynamite, shoved it in the boys' bathroom, and blew up the whole boys' locker room.
Oh, my God.
Wow. What was that sound like?
It sounded like kaboom.
Wow, that must have
sounded... Oh, my God, we ran, we didn't get caught, so Dave out there, my buddy, we never got caught.
Wow. Well done, Dave.
Later, guys.
Later. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, about pranks?
Yes.
We used to go around picking up old couches from dirt roads and then go put them on our friends' driveways and lawns instead of a full-on living room setup there.
That's fantastic. Awesome. That's really creative. I love it.
That's beautiful. That's a lot of physical labor, and it sounds well worth it.
Well worth it.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Pranks you played as a kid. We're talking about pranks that you played when you were a kid. You used to do that?
Oh, yeah. My dad would used to pay me $5 to go clean his garage, and he'd always have some kind of project out there, and I'd hide the nuts and bolts from his project.
That's pretty great.
And I can watch him through the window scratching his head going like, "I know I just put it there. Where did it go?" And he'd look on the ground, he'd look all around, and he would never find it. Then I'd see him get the drawer out, you know, with all the extra nuts and bolts for an hour looking for one that fits.
I bet you played the innocent act really well, too, when he ever asked about
it. I didn't listen at all. He always paid me $5. I just thought to myself, next time,
he paid you, and then you screwed him over. I love it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
And he never suspected you, then, is what you're saying. Wow.
Thank you for calling.
I was always under suspicion, even when I didn't.
Of course, because you always did stuff.
That's true, I guess. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I never got paid, either, now that I think about it.
Oh, hey, I've got a prank story.
Yeah.
So, I'm a tag along. My brother's 2 years older, so I was just always hanging out and driving him crazy.
Sure.
Yep.
So he was mean to me. And so we had this crawl space under the loft. I put a clown Halloween costume mask up there, and I tied it to a string, and then I pretended like I was interested, And my brother came along and was like, what are you doing? It's like, oh, I don't know. And he went up the ladder and I pulled the string and this scary ass clown face came at him. And he fell off the ladder. Unfortunately, he didn't get hurt, but I got paid.
Unfortunately.
I think he had to change his shorts.
That is scary as hell.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Well done.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. Take you care. Too.
KLOS, hello.
Okay, you remember when they first came out with Crazy Glue and they picked up a car with one drop?
Yep. And they had the construction worker hanging in midair by his hat.
Hanging from his hard hat.
Yep.
Yeah. So my friend and I went and got some Crazy Glue, went to McDonald's, ate in the dining room, and then proceeded to glue dimes and nickels on the table and then not bust the table. And then we sat outside and watched the guy try to get the nickels and dimes off.
Kevin, you would have gotten along with this guy. He loves super glue.
Yep. So we you can do so much with it.
Yeah, I know. We went to the college, and there's like six payphones, the old-style payphones on the wall.
Yep.
And we glued all the receivers to the cradle, and we glued all the coin returns shut.
Fantastic. Crazy Glue is really adaptive.
Fun with Super Glue tonight at 8.
Yep.
Thanks for calling, man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
So I used to glue push pins to the end of Nerf darts and run around the house and shoot my brother.
Wow.
So they create this safe toy that kids can play with that won't hurt.
Afraid of it.
And then boom.
Yep, only way I got caught was he had five red dots on his white t-shirt when mom got home.
Hilarious.
Beautiful. Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS.
Pranks that you played while you were a kid.
It is totally understandable why the Rolling Stones wanted that guy there, Aaron Jones, to open for them.
Yep.
In Europe. Great new stuff from him. A-Y-R-O-N Jones. Aaron Jones, that is. Blood in the Water on KLOS.
We were talking about pranks that you played as a kid.
I went into my mom's room, and I took her TV, and I hid it. And I also hid the ones in the living room. All that stuff, acting like we got robbed.
Ooh.
Well, she didn't even notice.
What?
Yeah.
How long before she noticed?
She never did. I just gave up, so I had to put everything back.
She just waited you out.
That's what I'm thinking.
She wins.
Yeah,
I guess so.
She
guess
wins. Mom for the win.
Still picture a good mosh pit at that last little bit.
Yeah, same.
When you yell go. Kevin, same. It's a little early, but do you mind?
Let's start it.
Shall we?
Yep.
95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1 Los Angeles.
Streaming online at 95.5KLOS.com.
This is Southern California's rock station. And this is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS.
You can't wait till that guy stops talking.
No, screw that guy.
It is our All Request Fest. What song will get your weekend started right? 818-955-KLOS.
Or
at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter.
Or...
don't know.
No, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you know, Ozzy can't do Power Trip after all.
Sure.
Which was a total bummer. I mean, a big time bummer. But yeah, he got to take care of himself. And I was pretty happy to see that it was going to be those guys right there stepping in instead, which is all sort of weird. Ozzy was supposed to be one of the last events we did at the Viper Room before everything shut down. The one that was last was Judas Priest.
Oh, is that right?
It was actually Rob, hanging out. So it's all a bummer, but I think that's going to be a good step up, and thanks to Judas Priest for doing that.
It is the All Request Fest, and speaking of Power Trip, Justin asked for Tool.
Yeah!
Stinkfist.
How do you do it? That's for Tammy listening online, KLOS.com, 95.5KLOS.com. You can listen live.
It is our All Request Fest, KLOS. Hello.
You might not want to play it, but please. It's David Bowie, Fashion.
Oh, I love that song.
I do love that song as well.
Oh, come on. Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Who are you with such good taste?
Blanca.
Our All Request Fest.
And it's all happening thanks to Yamava Resort and Casino out at San Manuel. They're giving away a 2023 BMW, a Corvette C8, and your choice of three motorcycles this month. Details are at yamava.com. Must be 21 or older to enter.
If you have a request, you can call us at 818-955-KLOS or on Twitter. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hi. Yeah. Hi.
Dave's not here. What? Hello.
Oh yeah. Hi. I have a request for you, sir.
Okay.
Sir or madam.
April. I like to rock by April Wine.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
All right. Well, you guys are a couple of knuckleheads, and I'm just the king of knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love your show, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Anyways. I'm driving in a little traffic on the freeway, so how about a little Ronnie James Dio, Holy Diver?
Well, 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 if it isn't the KLOS All Request Fest, what do you want to hear?
Turn the switch there.
And once again, on hold on a second, the 14th of July, 2023, Careless Whisper was requested.
And denied.
And denied.
Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, I had two requests.
All right. What do you got?
Dear Mr. Fantasy from Traffic.
Okay.
Wow. Or I got the six from ZZ Top.
Which one do you want the most? Say Traffic. Say Traffic.
Dear Mr. Fantasy. I haven't heard that one today.
You got it. Today?
I got the six I heard on my... I'm old-fashioned. I heard that I got the six on my iPod.
If you had an 8-track, I'd be really impressed.
No, I'm not that old. Well, I am. Actually, I grew up on the 8-track.
Yeah, so
sure.
I don't have anymore.
Didn't you miss that when it switched over to the other track?
That was the worst. In the middle of a song.
We'll do that with Traffic. We'll change in the middle of the song to a different track. Can you read my writing?
Never.
Can't see what this says?
Never.
Dead Kennedys.
What?
Someone's requested Dead Kennedys.
Fantastic.
I got to go get it from the hidden locker where where we hide the Dead Kennedys. We're going to play it very soon for you on the All Request Fest on KLOS.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, can I hear Zebra? Tell me what you want.
I want you to say it like they say it in Britain, however. Zebra. Will you do that for me?
Zebra? I haven't heard that before.
That way Bean would be like, ah.
Oh, I see.
I can listen to this radio song. Station.
Can I hear some Zebra? Is this really Kevin?
It is.
Hold on, let me check. Let me pinch him. Oh, yeah, it's Kevin,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Would it be possible to get...
Nope. I'm just kidding, what?
This week, Ballroom Blitz. You won't take me alone.
Damn, that kicks ass. That's a good song.
So good. New Dirty Honey won't take me alive. Those guys just wrapped up a European tour. They posted a bunch of great pictures on their social. You should go check it out. Love that new stuff from Dirty Honey. It is the All Request Fest. It's happening thanks to Yamaval Resort and Casino at San Manuel. They're giving away a 2023 BMW, a Corvette C8, and your choice of three motorcycles this July. You can get details at yamaval.com. Please be 21 or older to play.
If you have a request, it's 818-955-KLOS or on Twitter, we are at Kevin and Slug.
Kevin.
Yep.
Something for you now on the All Request Fest.
Yes, please. That's what I'm talking about.
You're pleased with this choice?
Very. Yes.
Okay, good.
It only says W on Twitter.
W. That's who asked for it?
Wanted to hear RATM testify.
We're at them.
That is some great taste right there.
Yeah,
it is our All
happy.
Request Fest. Let's take 1 second to say hi to Matt Pinfield.
Matt Pinfield.
What's going on, guys? Kevin Slugger, how are you today?
We are great. Thank you.
How's it going with you, man?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing good. I'm excited about the show this weekend on New and Approved this Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. My guest is Joan Jett. Out on the road. Yeah.
Joan Jett.
Love her to tiny little pieces. Such a huge fan forever.
Yeah, she's incredible. And it's great. We'll be talking about her new EP. She'll be telling me how she found the song I Love Rock and Roll from the Arrows, the true story behind that and how she discovered the song. And then, of course, made it her own. And we'll talk about a bunch of things. So it's going to be great. Joan Jett will be my guest. We'll also play the 10 biggest new and approved rock songs in Southern California. And on KLOS for the weekend, rock, album anniversaries, rock birthdays. It's going to be great with Joan this Sunday night, guys.
I know the new Dirty Honey song, Not Gonna Take Me Alive, is on the countdown, right, in the top 10. I love that song. How great is that song?
Yeah, that song's in there. There's so many great local bands.
Yeah.
And bands from Southern California in there like them. And of course, Rival Sons, Foo Fighters, everybody you'd expect. So it's a great countdown. And I think everybody's going to love the show. It's great. This week, Joan Jett. Next week, we got Paul Rodgers. The week after that, we've got Chris Shiflett of the Foo Fighters. There's so many great people coming up.
Nice.
So.
Sunday night, 8 o'clock, the one and only Matt Pinfield on this KLOS thing.
It's going to be a blast, guys. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you, Matt. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. I'm not late. It's time blindness.
That's the newest affliction that's sweeping the nation.
It's going to be 131 degrees in Death Valley,
Ooh.
And there are tourists going there to experience it.
You know what? Just come over to my house and I'll blow on you. And that'll be just as interesting.
What an offer. And tomorrow we're going to be playing poker at the Commerce Casino. If you want to join, go to 95.5KLOS.com/poker.
That is awesome. All right. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
Oh, by the way.
Ladies and gentlemen,
The Weeknd.
Should I push play on Billy Idol right now, Kevin, or should I wait?
Well, let's wait.
All right. When I do, though.
When you hear a Billy Idol song before 4 o'clock, be caller 25.
26 and okay. 27. Yeah, let's do three. Why not?
All right.
Register and three people.
You will qualify for the trip for two to Vegas. We'll do that drawing in the 5 o'clock hour today.
Put you up in two nights in Vegas. Give you $100 to drive up there. You'll see him October 27th at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan in Vegas. And tickets on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com. But stick around. We'll play that song.
Hello, KLOS.
Hello, Swaggo.
We have three people on the line.
Say hi to each other.
Hello. Happy Friday.
Right back at you. Hey, John. Where's John?
John's right here in Pasadena.
John, say hi to Mackenzie.
Hola.
Hey.
Took a risk there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Happy Friday.
Mackenzie, say hi to Gene.
Hi, Gene. What's up?
Hello. I'm so excited for this.
All right, here's the deal. We want you all pour into the same car. One of you might win this afternoon to go see that guy right there, Billy Idol in Vegas. Will you all carpool up there?
Absolutely.
Wow. Sure. Nice.
Wow, very accommodating.
Yeah. All right, and anything that happens stays in Vegas, okay, you guys?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so about 5 o'clock, we're going to call one of you to win, and it sounds like you're all going to go together.
That's awesome. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
The Who kicked off their first ever North American tour on this day in rock in 1967. They were opening for Herman's Hermits in Portland, Oregon. Remember how when the Sex Pistols' God Save the Queen was the number one song on the charts in the UK and nobody would even put that title on the lists? They banned it. BBC lifted the ban on the Sex Pistols on this day in rock in 1977 when their unbelievably great song, Pretty Vacant, one of my all-time favorite rock songs, became number one in the UK. They're like, all right, they exist, okay.